Okay, we have in the Gemara Machlaikis, Sivachim Shechalku are Mekuchais or Yarshim. We have a Machlaikis, Sivachim Shechalku are Mekuchais or Yarshim. And as I said yesterday, the Rishayim in the Yikrasugi and Bava Basra are masver that this is totally in the Machlaikis Yesh Breira and Breira. And what I'd like to do is first explain the lumdis of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, what it means, and then try to learn Pshat in Rav, in Shmuel, and in Ravasi, just push Pshat in the three Shittas in the Gemara. The Shaim of Breira, as I told you yesterday, what does Breira mean? Breira means that something could be Huvra L'Mafreya. Something could be established today, and it's chal retroactively to an earlier time. It's huvra l'mafreya. For example, let's take two or three examples. We'll see how the explanations fit. One example is somebody who puts out two erev tchumen before Shabbos in two directions, and he says that on Shabbos he's going to decide which erev tchumen should be chal. An erev tchumen only works if it's put down bein hashmashes. So it has to be chal bein hashmashes. In the middle of Shabbos, you can't make an erev tchumen. Bein hashmashes, he was mesupik which way he would want to go, and he said, "I'll decide on Shabbos." So if you hold yesh bereira, so it works. You could decide on Shabbos, and then the erev is chal l'mafreya from bein hashmashes. It's as if you decided bein hashmashes. If you hold ein breira, then you can't do it, because ein breira means that it doesn't happen retroactively. When you decide where you want to go, it's too late. At that time, it's the middle of Shabbos. The erev has to be chal bein hashmashes. So, if you hold ein breira, you cannot do it. That's one machlokes of yesh breira, ein breira. Somebody puts out two erev tchumen. Second example of Yesh Breira and Breira, Gemara in Beya, two places in Beya, Daf Yud and Daf, I think, Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that if you have a mace in a building, you have a mace who's in a building, so he's metama the building. How does the tumah travel? It only travels, tumah only travels through either an open door. If a mace is in a room and the door is open to the hall, so the tumah is in the hall also. It only travels through an open door. This is which people think that anything under the same roof as tameh is a mistake. There's no such thing. If a kain is in an apartment house and somebody dies in a different apartment, the kain is supposed to stay in his apartment. If there would be a kain in this room, and he find out that there's a levaya downstairs and there's a mace in the building, he said, "Halach is the kohen stays in the room, he closes the door, and stays in the room. Tumah doesn't travel unless either a door is open." What? I'll explain. Tumah only travels if the door is open, or there's something called saif tumah latzeis. Any door through which the mace will be brought out, it's as if that door is open right now. Saif tumah latzeis, either an open door or a door through which the mace will be brought. Imagine, I mean, a hospital, it's only a problem if you're in a place where doors are open to where the mace is, or saif tumah latzeis. There's a mace in an ICU unit, someone dies. So they're ultimately going to take it out. So all the doors of the ICU, as if they're open, into the hall. Right? They're going to take them to the elevator. So those doors are as if they're open. What? Why? Because there's always a chash that the doors are open to the mace, or it's like tumah latzeis. Right? If you're going to be in the hall, that door to the ICU is the place it will ultimately be open to take out the mace. That's why it's a problem. It's only a problem. It's not a machlekes. This is aleph bet. Tumah only travels if the door is open, or safe tumah latzeis. So there's a case where you have a mace in a building, and you act in a room, let's say, and you can go out one of two directions, one of two doors. So what's Tomei? There's things out, let's say there's a door to the east and a door to the west, and each one opens into a room. So which direction is the Tumah? Now, if you're deciding which door you're taking him out of, so that door is as if it's open and it's Tumah. If you didn't decide. That's the din if you didn't decide. So it says, Vaita, it's a machlaikis, I think it's Besham and Besil, if Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. It's a machlaikis, if you hold Yesh Breira, then ultimately when the mace is taken out, whatever door he's taken out of, it's the Gloy Nusulam Afreya, that was the door that was Sefer Lattes, and everything out that door is Tameh. And the other door, everything is Tar. That's if you hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, then everything is Tameh by all the doors. Because right now, it's not Nisbar which door he's going to go out of. So the Tumah is Yaitse from all the doors he might be taken out of. And we don't say later that it's Huvra L'mafre. So this is a second example of Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, then L'mafreya, from the minute he died, the Tumah only goes out of that one door. So these are two examples of Yesh Breira. Stick with these two for the time being. Okay. What's the lumdis of Breira? What does Breira mean? So Rashi has an interesting shita all over Shas by Breira. Shita's Rashi. Rav Elchanan in Beya says it's Shita's Rav Rishayin. That the lumdis of Breira is that whatever happens now, we neman that if the person would have had to decide yesterday, he would have made the same decision. Lamasha. Bein Hashmashes, he didn't know which direction he wants to go. He put out an Erev Tchumin, he doesn't know which way. On Shabbos, he decides to go in one direction. Breira says that, let's say we would have told him, Bein Hashmashes, you must decide right now. We assume he would have made that same decision. Now, it's not a svara, it's a halacha, I should have seen that Breira. But the Breira works that we assume this is what he would have decided. It's Mevar the Metzius of yesterday. Yesterday, when he was unsure, he was really noita towards this, which he ultimately decided. Because Breira says that whatever he decided later, he would have decided earlier. The same thing, you have a mace in the room, and you don't know which door you're going to take him out of. Later, the decision is made to take him out of a certain door. So that's Huvra L'mafreya, that if at the time he died, we would have been pushed to the wall to make a decision which door to take him out of, we would have made this decision. Ha'osid Megala al Ha'avar. Ha'osid Megala al Ha'avar. What happens later reveals what the original intention was. And that's Megala to us that had they made a decision at the time, this is the decision that they would have made. This is Rashi's Shita, and as I said, Rav Elchanan says this is the Shita of Rav Rishayim. That Breira works with the Lamdis that we say if he had to decide earlier, he would have decided earlier. In some cases it fits very well. These two cases it fits very gishmak. It's Taka Vistava. He had a choice to take him out of any door. He didn't decide, but he decided. Had you pushed him to make a decision earlier, Vistava, he would have made the same decision. In most of these cases, it works well. How? What? Tchumin, but it has to be that Bein Hashmashes, the Gemara says, we go whichever way I decide tomorrow. Yeah, so the Gemara says if the Chacham comes later, Breira doesn't work. It has to be Kfar B'Chacham. The Chacham already came. Maybe he doesn't know where the Chacham came. So Bein Hashmashes, he would have been Mevar, he would have chosen. But the Gemara says the Feirish that it only works on Afreya of Kfar Bachachem if it already was in place Bein Hashmashes. That's the that's Rashi's pshat in Breira.
I don't think that was not true.
What?
I think, what do you know that he wouldn't have made a decision?
That would l'chayra be a nafkamin. The nafkamin, according to Rashi, how could you know? If there's what they call a siba chadasha, there's some new reason on Shabbos that makes him make the decision. That'll be a nafkamin. According to Rashi, it only works if it's possible to say he would have made that decision. If something new happened on Shabbos, let's say on Shabbos there was a flood in one direction, that's why he decided to go the other direction. So nachinam, in such a case, he won't say Breira, according to Rashi. And the Gemara is mashma that way. The Gemara says it has to be kfar b'chacham. It has to be that ben hashmashes, the circumstances were already in place. Nachinam. The Chasam Sofer has a kuntris habreira. He has a kuntris in Gittin, the sugya of breira on Nefem Zayin, and he disagrees with this mahalach. He agrees it's Rashi Shita, but he says Rav Yishayim don't hold this way. He asks the kasha if it's mevar, it could be mevar the mitzias from yesterday. So it's not mevar, it could be mevar yesterday's mitzias. He says that it's not mevar mitzias of hisvara. It's a halacha that a chalais could happen l'mafreya. That something that's chal today could happen l'mafreya. Today I make the erev tchumim bichal. It's a din that today's chalais happens l'mafreya from yesterday. Not necessarily that yesterday I was oined l'kach, but it's a din that the chalois of today could happen with mafreya to yesterday. There are kama nafkaminas. One nafkamina is this nafkamina, if there's a siba chadasha, a new reason that you make a decision on the Shabbos. Light Rashi Shita, Rabbi Chananem Zon to be the Iker, it cannot be chal mafreya. You can't say, I would have done it yesterday. If there's some new circumstance that made you make the decision today. However, according to some cipher, it could be chal. Even if the new circumstance made me do it, it did that today. Today's chalais could be chal on Afraid. It's a halacha. The stipler brings an interesting raya to Rashi. There's a Gemara that has a case with two shutvim on a behemoth. A live animal. When two shutvim own a live animal, one shutif has a tchum in one direction, one shutif has a tchum in the other direction. Now you have to know that tchumim apply to a person's kalim as well. People aren't aware of that. But your tchum applies to the things you own as well. If you own something, the surei tchumim apply. If somebody is in the country for Shabbos, and somebody wants to use his talis and wear it out into the streets, it's not so pashit, because the talis has the tchum of the person who's in the country, unless you borrow a Ben Hashmash before a Ben Hashmash. A person's tchum would apply to his things he owns. So Gemara is a case where you have two shutvim on a behemah. One made an erev in one direction, the other made an erev in the opposite direction. On Yom Tov, they take the behemoth to a sheichet. The sheichet shechts it. And they divide up the meat. One of them takes half the meat, the other takes the other half of the meat. So the Gemara says that all that meat is stuck. It can only go where the two people could go. That meat, the Gemara calls it a chamar gomo. It's an expression that it can't go this way, it can't go that way. The meat is stuck wherever both of them are. We should say Breira. Why don't we say Breira, it's over our, that this meat belongs to Reuven, in Ashmashas, so it wasn't his tchum. And his meat goes in his tchum. Why don't we say Breira? So it says you can't say Breira by a living animal. Because the living creature, a whole Shabbos, the blood of the animal goes from one side of the animal to the other. There are liquids in the body that are yainik one from the other. Whatever it is that makes it grow, all the vitamins in the body are yainik one from the other. So you can't say, the Gemara says, you can't say, if I cut an animal down the middle, I say this half is his, this half is his, ben hashmash is this half was his, ben hashmash is this half was his. There was blood, but ben hashmash was in this half of the animal, that's now in this half, and blood that was in this half, that was in that half. A living creature has liquids in the body that are constantly yainik one from the other. So the Gemara says that you can't say Breira. What? What do you mean? The shutfim, yeah, until they divide, the shutfim and everything. Once they divide, so the question is it over l'mafreya? Gemara says it can't. So the stipler says 1 minute. What's the problem? I cut the animal in half. I have one half, you have one half. So what's the problem? There's some blood of mine that was in your half, Ben Hashmashes. So what? Right, that's the problem. I have half of an animal. Some of the blood or the yanika of my half was in your half, Ben Hashmashes. Why don't we say Breira on that blood also? That Ben Hashmashes, this half is meant to be mine. This half, including the blood that's in this half that was in your side, Ben Hashmashes. Sorry, he doesn't say dafka blood. He says these yanika, these living things are yanik, not just blood, they yanik other liquids that come off from the other. Why don't we say Breira on that also? No? Hear the kasha. You should like the kasha. It's kishmak kasha. When you cut up the animal on Yom Tif, I got one half, you got the other half. So we're saying you can't say Breira because the blood of my half came from your half. But for the stipler, why don't we say Breira on the blood also? That the blood that was in your half, Ben Hashmashes, was aimed to become mine. Whatever was in your half that came to my half is aimed to be mine. Whatever is my half that goes to your half is aimed to be yours.
Was there any other animals?
What?
Was there any other
animals? It was yainik, but whatever was yainik, every molecule that came from your chelik, that molecule that came from you to me, to my half, it's over lamafreya that was mine. Because what does yainik mean? It means something goes from one to the other. If it just holds it up, there's no. If you have a stand and something is holding it up, you still say Breira, this is mine, this is yours. It means there's some transition from one to the other. So why don't you say Breira that it goes from one side to the other too? Say Breira on that also. Huh? Yeah, the kasha. If you say Breira on the meat of the animal, why can't you say Breira on the blood of the animal? Whatever I ended up getting was aimed to be mine, Ben Hashmashes. What's the teretz, Yossi? Light Rashi, it's not shver. Light Rashi, it's very good. Because I have to be able to say that if I had divided it, Ben Hashmashes, this is the way I would have divided it. You can't say if I would have divided it, Ben Hashmashes, I would have cut this half of the animal for me and taken a few particles of blood from your half to me. Doesn't make any sense. Right? You can't say it's Umula Mafreya. That if I had cut it up in Ashmashis, I would have taken this half of the animal, and I would have given you some drops of blood, and taken some of your drops of blood, and some of my yanika, and the molecules would have been mine, and the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Like Rashi, it's very geschmack. You can't say Breira on the yanika from one side to the other. Doesn't make any sense. No? Don't follow. The light, the Chassam Sefer, says it's a lumdus. Whatever I got today was aimed to be mine, Ben Hashmashes. Whatever you got was aimed to be yours, Ben Hashmashes. So then it's fair. Why can't I say every mashu of blood I got was aimed to be mine?
They both needed all the blood.
They both needed
all the blood to keep alive until now.
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with the blood. It has to do with the meat also. Right, you needed, you know, an animal can't walk around half an animal. So you don't have to come to the blood. You needed my hair for the animal to yours also. But still, while it was walking around,
both using the blood, the both using the blood, the whole time.
What's wrong with using your blood? There's no issue for me to use your blood. I just can't take your blood out of your tongue. I'm allowed to use your blood. It's not an issue to use it. No. This animal was walking around. Kozman took every step. You imagine there was a dotted line cutting it in half. Half of it was mine, half of it was yours. There's a problem. There's no problem. Problem is only when I cut it in half, have to get what would have been mine, Ben Ashmashes. Like Rashi makes sense. I have to get what would have been mine, Ben Ashmashes. Like some cipher, it doesn't make sense. Well, some cipher, we should say Breira, we should say that whatever I got today was aimed to be mine. Okay. This is the lumdus. I'm mentioning this case more to make the two shittas and Breira more understandable. These are the two ways that Breira works. I want to speak out a halacha lemaisa case of Breira, because I think when we talk about Agamara, comparing it to this case might make it a little easier. Okay, you have to have copy, you're not going to follow. Okay, Ramesha has the following shayla. If you have a blended whiskey, a schnapps, that has yayin in it, it's made by goyim. It has in it what we call yayin nesef, wine of a goyim. Now, lechayr is not a problem. Wine is bottled echad b'sheish. Wine is bottled doesn't need shishin. Wine is bottled in six, so loses the chashivas of yayin. And the schnapps all doesn't have so much wine that it should be more than a sixth. So blended whiskey should be kosher. There's a problem. What's the problem? What's the problem with that? The problem is that you're not allowed with chachila to take iser and mix it into something. What's the answer to that? Who's mixing it in? The guy on the scene, then I ask him, he said, I'm an Aveira, Aveim of Atlin, who cares? Terry says, I do care. Because by Aim of Atlin, Islach Atchila, there's a knas that if you are Mavatl, Islach Atchila, the thing that's Mizbatel becomes Osir anyway. Someone is Mavatl Isir. It's Osir Loi, Ulamisha Nasa Bishvilai. It's also for him and for the person that we made it for. So there's a knas on bitulis lachatzila. So lachaira, if the guy is doing it for a yid, if a guy's allowed to be for himself, the guy can do whatever he wants. One second. There's a knas if you mevatel issa in order to give it to a yid. There's a knas. The knas is a drabana. The knas is a drabana, but it's a knas, and it's also. So the schnapps should become us. Ramesha writes that there's a heter. And the heter is based on the concept of Breira. How so? Let's say they make a schnapps in the company. So Ramesha says, we're assuming that Reif schnapps is sold to Goyim. And a miyut is sold to Yid. Stumped estimate series. So let's say they're making some type of a blended schnapps. I don't know the names, so I'm not familiar. But they're making a blended schnapps, they're putting in wine. So let's say, I don't know how many bottles, let's say they make 1,000 bottles a day. And let's say the Jewish custom is 10%. So Ramesha says, let's see, they make 1,000 bottles, 900 bottles are mutter, they're made for Goyim. There's no knas if you're mevatel wine to give it to a guy. 10%, which is made for Yidden, that 10% is taka osir. There's a knas on the 10% they made for Yidden. If they wouldn't have Jewish customers, they'd make 10% less schnapps because they make what they anticipate selling. So 10% is osir, 90% is what? Now, the question is, when a Jew goes into a schnapps store and he buys a bottle, is he buying the bottle that was made for him? Or is he buying from the 90% that was made for Guy? How do you answer the question? What's he buying? They don't label it, you know, for Jews and for Guy. They just make all the bottles. When a Jew buys it, if he's buying one that was made for him, then it should be Osir. Because there's a knas. He's buying one that was made for a guy, then it should be mutter. So that depends on Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, then what the Yid buys was made for him. And he's not allowed to buy it. It's a Yesh Breira. L'mafreya hufrar. That this was made for him. If you say Ein Breira, then what's the Yid buying? He's buying anything, he's just the potluck, he's buying one out of the hundreds. So since you go bus arrive, since Rive are without a knas, Yid is with a knas. So you can assume you go bus arrive, what's he buying? In the company they made 1,000 bottles, 100 is 900 hectare. They won the Sarah Zebazah. So now what he's buying, if you go bus arrive, he's buying one that there's no knas on. And the male, let's look at the same prayer. Huh?
No,
kavua is only, the question is, if I am a store, it should be kavua. So the rule is, kavua is only something that's nikar b'lekayma. You only say kavua if in its place you could tell which is the isser, which is the heter, and then you took it out. Bottles of wine, you can never tell which are the isser, which are the heter. It's never a kavua. Even if you buy in a Jewish store, the question is, if the Jew got it from the distributor, did he get the bottles that were made for Jews and the bottles that were made for guy? That's the rule of prayer. What? Could he buy 101 bottles? He can buy up to 901 bottles in this case. Because there are 100 Isser and 900 Heter. So he can buy either 901 or maybe he can only buy 500. After that, there's no rive anymore. If you buy 500 bottles, each bottle has to be an assumption of rive that is from the head. But what? Well, in Lomdis, yes, but in practical terms, they don't make 900 bottles. They make many bottles. And the overwhelming majority are sold to Irishmen or the like, and the Yidden with all the drinking on Shabbos is still a Tipa Shaviyam of Kenega the Gayim. And therefore, you're allowed to be son of the Hakam. Now, I'm using this case. Ramesh Ugrada writes, for other reasons, that it's Toiv L'Hachmir, Yirei Shemayim, shouldn't drink the stuff, because the ones that have wine. Because it's a machlokes if wine is bottled b'shisha only in water, or even b'shar mashkim. So even though we pass in b'shar mashkim, Ramesh writes that he doesn't drink it. He would not drink any of the blended whiskeys that have wine in them. It's interesting. He writes that if he be at a simcha and they give him a l'chaim, he takes a small sip, just not to be the vase of the person because it's really a mutter. But beyond that, he wouldn't drink from it. And that's some of the sifts of today over some of the whiskeys, which they have approved lists and they're not approved lists. The difference between them are the ones that do have wine, the ones that don't have wine. That's the chilek. Now I want to use this because I think in your imagination, schnapps takes your imagination more than a dead body being taken out of a room or a Ruvei Tchumin, and it compares better to the Gemara's case of Yerusha Grado also as a practical matter. It compares much better to some of the, I'll try to be modest, but some of the kashas, some of the problems here with the Gemara. But first we're going to try just pshat in the Gemara. So the machlekes of Yesh Breira and Breira, and this is the Mahalach, the two Mahalachim in the Lomdus. Now, we come to Agamar. What's the Nida in Agamar? Well, hard. You have to really apply your mind to understand what it has to do with Breira. Let's see. A man dies. He leaves, let's say there's no Bechar, just to keep it simple, his oldest child is a daughter, he has two sons, and he's Mirish only to his sons. So he's Mirish to two sons. So the two sons divide the Yerusha 50-50. Okay? Each son gets 50% of the Yerusha. If you hold Yesh Breira, what the pshat is the following. The man died in January. In the middle of the Shiva, they didn't go divide up his assets. They sat Shiva. Then, whatever, it took them a few weeks. Finally, they got a lawyer and they got the paperwork. And they sat down in February to divide up the Yerusha. And they made a division. They made a division B'Shalom. Now, if they divide, one takes Kesef and one takes Karka, the assumption is we don't say Breira. Hagemara is Mechalik The two, they both take karka. One takes kesef, or one takes karka. Let's say first they both took karka. They divided the karka evenly, divided the kesef evenly, divided the kalkulim, everything divided evenly. What does yesh breira mean? It means that had they been forced, like Rashi, had they been forced to divide the second the father died, this is the way they would have divided it. It means the minute he died, l'mafreya, Reuven got this field and this kesef, Shimon got this, and l'mafreya, they say Reuven never owned the other karka even for a second, and Shimon never owned the other karka even for a second either, because it's over l'mafreya that's what they are. That's called that Achim Shechalku is Yarshim Damu. Ki Yarshim Damu. They Yarshim, meaning, what does it mean? Of course they Yarshim. It means they Yarshim from the first second. The first second of the Yerusha, he got this and he got that. That's what Ki Yarshim means. If you say Kalukuchas, what does Kalukuchas mean? He's the father died. He left over Yerusha. That Yerusha belonged to both of them. It belonged to both of them. Rashi calls it, everyone owns, kol chita v'chita belongs to everyone. Later, in February, they said, you take this, I take that. If you hold the embrace, there's nothing l'mafreya. In January, everyone owned everything. In February, they did a business deal. I give up my rights in your fields, and you give up your rights in my fields, and suddenly, I own fields, and you own fields, I own kesef, you own kesef. That's the way Breira ties directly into the Machlaikis. Achim Shechalku ki Yarshim Damu, or Achim Shechalku ki Lekuches Damu. It's Mamish fits beautifully into the whole Indian. The Mashmois of the, not the Mashmois, Klar from the Gemara. If one brother takes all the Kesef and one takes all the Kaka, we don't say Breira. We don't say Breira. The explanation is, if one took kesef, one took karka, you can't say, it's harder to say it's oimid from the second of the Yerusha for this chalukah. What do you mean it's oimid? It's oimid that he should get the kesef, he should get the karka. It's not oimid for that. Later, they made a deal. If one takes kesef, one takes karka, that means they have to negotiate, they have to make a deal. The easiest understanding is that if one takes kesef, one takes karka, it's all sibayis chadashos. It's all new negotiations that made it happen. It's hard to say that it's oimid l'kah. And therefore, our Gemara is limited to a case where they divided the karkos. So this is the nida. Let's see Rav. Let's see Shmuel. Let's see Rav Asi. You won't see all of them today. Let's at least try Rav for today. Rav says, batla machlaikis. What does batla machlaikis mean? Two brothers divide. Rav is the one who holds Yesh Breira. Rav is the one who holds Yesh Breira. And we pass him, by the way, by the Raisis we pass him Yesh Breira, and by the Rabbanas we pass him Ein Breira. Which is why Ramesh is Mekel by the Schnapps, it's a Knas de Rabbanan, so he passed him Ein Breira. But anyway, we pass him by the Raisis Yesh Breira, the Rabbanas Ein Breira. Here it's Mamun, it's not Easter. So it's a machlokes. Rav says, "Batlo hachaluka." Reuven got half the field. Shimon got half the field. Now, a balchayv comes. Now, can we tell the balchayv take half from Reuven, half from Shimon? The Rosh asks, "Why do we tell the balchayv? Look, he owes you money. The two brothers yarshin the chayv. Take half from Reuven, half from Shimon." So the Rosh says, if he's collecting kesef, you could tell him. Take, he owes you $100,000, take $50,000 from Reuven, $50,000 from Shimon. That's the way it should be. But by a field, you can't tell him, take half a field from Reuven, half a field from Shimon. He wants one field. When a person is teveya for a chayiv, you can force him to take which field? But you can't tell him, take two halves of a field. Two halves of a field are not the same as one field. A person can work one field. He brings his animal to the plow and he works the one field. So the Rosh says he can't force him to take two halves of a field. So Mimela, he can go to Reuven and take a whole field, go to Shimon. So Rav, If you go to Reuven and you take away a whole field, Shimon has to pay him back half. Batla ha-chalukah, you have to pay up another half. What's the hesber? What does that have to do with Breira? What does that have to do with Breira? Huh? What does that have to do with Breira? The person took the field. So, I don't think Rashi mentions a word about Breira here in the Gemara. Okay, yes, it explains it with Breira. Does Rashi mention Breira here? Rashi explains Rav. Rashi says such a simple thing. Kiyarshim damu, ashneim lefraya. Both of them have to pay. Hilkach, and he takes from one, the other one pays. The truth is, according to the way Rashi learns Rav, l'chayra, it has zero to do with Breira. L'chayra has nothing to do with Breira. L'chayra. The stifle explains why it does. But Pashup Shad in Rashi, nothing to do with Breira. Two sons Yarshim, the father left $1 million, and he left Chayvis of $10,000. So each brother gets half $1 million in assets, and $50,000 in liability. Each one owes. It's nothing to do with Breira. According to Rashi Shita, Pashtus has zero, nothing to do with Breira. All it has to do with is the fact that you, Yarshim, you have to pay up Yeftachayv. That's what Rashi means. Muki Yosef says it does have to do with Breira. Muki Yosef says that when he takes, when the Lukuchas come and they take the Bachayv comes and he takes a $100,000 field, it's Huvra Lemafreya, that field was not Roy Lechaluka. It comes out when they divided, when the father died, the father left $1 million in Karka, and one of those fields, the $100,000 field, was not Roy Lechaluka. So when the brothers divided it, they made a mistake. They divided it in error. And therefore the whole Chaluka is bottled, and they have to start all over. Because the Muki Yosef learns, but l'chaluka means that the whole thing falls apart, l'mafreya. The whole deal falls apart. Because once he takes it, it's as if he took it originally. And the whole thing falls apart. Rashi does not say that. Rashi doesn't say that everything falls apart. Rashi just says he's got to pay him back half of the chayv. It's not clear from Rashi. The whole thing falls apart, they start dividing all over again. Or maybe not. Rashi seems to say you just pay half. So these are two ways, Rashi and Muki Yosef, two ways to learn Pshat in Rav, and I'm just talking Pshat and not getting to the Lamdas yet. Okay, next time we're going to have to learn, we'll have to finish up Shmuel and Rav Asi. I think the next year is Monday in Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll get to Shmuel and Rav Asi. On Rav Asi, I would like all of you in the time you have to try to finish up to the Mishnah as quickly as possible, even though I want to give share yet on Mitzvah Shlish, on Hiddu Mitzvah Shlish. If you'll finish up ahead of me, I'm going to try to make a plan next week to be able to do a Chazara. I know the sugya not everybody has clear. I would like for Kert to do, instead of a weaker Chazara, because not everyone has a Clark Eye, to do a stronger Chazara, and to try to somehow force people to Chaza. There were five bite-sized sugyas that we had, mamish, from Vav and Beis to Tess, five Ikar sugyas, and if we can somehow put pressure on people to Chaza each sugya, if you get a Clark Eye, then what otherwise... It's a sham down the road when you're working people, you're not going to get Idias Benes and Ziburis and Clark out to him. So we try to get it clear.